Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Brown. Uruguayan singer-songwriter Jorge Drexler took an unusual path toward a music career. Although he played instruments as a child, Drexler first became a doctor and didn't start recording professionally until he was 30 years old. Over the last 30 years, he's released 14 albums and won multiple Latin Grammy Awards. In 2005, he became the first Uruguayan to win an Oscar for his song Al Otro Lado del Rio from the Motorcycle Diaries.
Clavo mi remo en el agua, llevo tu remo en el mío. Creo que he visto una luz al otro lado del río.
Drexler comes to Boston tomorrow to perform songs from his latest album, which came out earlier this year. WBUR's Simone Rios spoke to Drexler about the impact of the pandemic on his songwriting and his love for his native Uruguay.
My first question actually comes from a friend in Uruguay. He asked me to ask you if you consider yourself a citizen of the world or a citizen of Uruguay, or both.
Me siento muy cómodo en ese espacio. Me siento en casa en
Well, I feel at home in Porto Alegre. I feel at home in Medellín. I feel at home in Madrid. I feel at home in Temuco, in Chile, in Guadalajara, Mexico. I'm very lucky. Music has given me a feeling of belonging to many places, regardless of whether or not that implies citizenship, which is a legal concept.
El cantautor y su computadora, el pastor y su afeitadora, el despertador que ya está anunciando la aurora y en el telescopio se demora la última estrella. La máquina la hace el hombre y es lo que el hombre hace con ella.
Jorge, your songs seem so elaborate and unlike anything else that's been written by you or anyone else. Talk about your process of composing a song, how a song begins and how it develops.
No salen de entrada las canciones que uno busca, sino que
Songs you're trying to write do not come out of the gate, but rather you have to achieve this mental state in which you are so open so that whatever you hear or read or see sticks with you and can turn into a song. Writing is difficult not just from a technical point of view of writing lyrics and music. It's also hard from an emotional point of view, because you really put yourself to the test when you write.
My favorite song of yours is Aquiles por sus talones, Aquiles. This translates to Achilles is Achilles because of his heel.
Se siente lo que se siente. En el centro del centro silente. Tenga o no tenga evidente sentido.
Can you remember writing this?
Sí, me acuerdo. La empecé a escribir en Río de Janeiro.
Yes, I remember. I started writing in a hotel room in Río de Janeiro, and I think everything came out at the same time, the lyrics and the music. It's a song that I love very much. Why? Because it helps us to live with our defects, actually to give thanks to our defects. Knowing that our defects mark us as much or more than our virtues.
Tanto o más que nuestras virtudes.
Y en lo más sutil de los cuerpos sutiles, lejos de la noria de causas y efectos.
So this performance in Boston on Saturday is going to be one of your first since the pandemic hit. Talk about the impact that the pandemic had on your musical process.
Fue muy dura la pandemia para mí como compositor.
The pandemic was very hard for me as a composer. I wrote a lot, but I couldn't finish the songs. I was missing the final stage of writing a song, which is the act of sharing it. Before the pandemic, at different friends' houses, I would play the songs I was writing for an album. And right there, it helped me to finish aspects of the song simply playing it for other human beings. I didn't have that during the pandemic, and that was a big challenge. That's where the song from my latest album, Tinta y Tiempo, or Ink and Time, comes from. It's a kind of mantra written by a writer for himself, asking myself not to get impatient, not to try to engrave my words in granite, but to let them go in the wind and trust that time and ink will do their job. And it worked.
Confiar en que el tiempo y la tinta harán su trabajo.
Lo que dejo por escrito no está tallado en granito. Yo apenas suelto en el viento presentimientos. Pido lo que necesito. Tinta y tiempo, tinta y tiempo, tinta y tiempo.
I want to ask you about your native country of Uruguay. It's seen as one of the most prosperous countries in Latin America. In fact, the New York Times had an article recently that depicted Uruguay as a model of sustainability for the world. Being Uruguayan yourself, do you also see it that way?
Yo creo que Uruguay, más que prosperidad, porque no es un país rico.
I think that Uruguay, more than prosperity, because it is not a rich country, it is a country that is very rich in democracy. It has a very strong democratic spirit. We have political dialogue. When a president is elected, the previous president, even if he's not from his political party, accompanies their successor as they assume the presidency. In Uruguay, we have 3.5 million inhabitants in a sparsely populated country, but we have so many figures in literature and in music and in cinema and in dance and in theater. We have a great cultural development, and we have our own identity.
Con una identidad muy propia, ¿no?
With all this fondness that you have for your country, you live in Spain now. Do you ever think about returning to live in Uruguay?
Mira, tengo tres hijos que han nacido en España.
I have three children who were born in Spain, and if I were to live in Uruguay, I would lose a lot of contact with them. But yes, I would like to have a mixed life, like the late Uruguayan poet Mario Benedetti, living a few months in Montevideo and a few months in Madrid. I would really love that. And I'm on my way to trying to do it, but I still have a few years to go.
Jorge Drexler's new album is called Tinta y Tiempo. He performed Saturday night at John Hancock Hall in Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.
Y efectos se tiene el corazón que se trae por defecto, así como Aquiles por su talón es Aquiles. Se es lo que se es.